Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, I got one here. 2411-2001-0021-7120.
Perfect. Let me just give me 1 second to pull up your profile here, and we can get the ball rolling.
You guys do cash advance, don't you do?
Say that again?
Do you do cash advance?
We do, basically it's a working capital loan. Let me just confirm some quick information here on the profile itself, and then I can answer all the questions that you got there, okay?
Sure.
Perfect. Is this Cafe Italia Ristorante, it looks like?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And am I speaking to Tracy here?
Am I speaking to Nick Ricciardi?
Nick, and are you one of the owners there, or what's your position there with the business?
Yes, Tracy no longer owns this company. We do.
Okay, so you took it over. Okay.
Yeah, she was the president. It's a corporation. She resigned as president, so we have a president now.
Gotcha. So, perfect. We got that down there for you. Let me just confirm a few little details here. Can you confirm the billing address there for the business?
6 Rockdale Avenue in Bedford, Mass.
Okay. And then the city, state, and zip code?
So, New Bedford, Mass, 02740.
Okay. And time in business there, how long have you guys been in business?
6 years.
6 years. 2010 or 2011 did you guys start?
2010.
2010.
July 1st, 2010.
Okay. And then one last thing. As far as the business structure, are you guys a LLC, S-Corp?
Corp. Corporation.
C-Corp or S-Corp?
C-Corp.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So we have multiple programs here, so depending on what you're looking for, I can kind of point you in the right direction. If you just want to kind of paint a picture there, what you guys were looking to do.
Oh, I'm just looking to get some cash. I've done cash advances programs before.
Okay.
I'll just have to do the same. I'll just see what you guys have to offer.
Of course. Yeah, so did you guys have a specific number there for the amount of capital you were looking to bring on?
I was just looking for 10 grand at the moment.
10 grand?
Yes.
Okay, and what were you looking to use that capital for there?
I have to pay off a couple of bills, and I was going to buy a couple more pieces of equipment, like an ice machine and some other things.
Okay. So, yeah, we actually have two programs here. So we do the working capital, which is just unsecured cash loan, and then we also do equipment financing. So if you guys were looking to finance some equipment, we might be able to separate the two and actually free up a little bit on both ends there for you. What type of equipment you said there you were looking at? Was it an ice machine?
I was looking for an ice machine, yeah.
Was there any other types of
ice? A little small remodeling and just pay off some bills, basically.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely something we can help you out with. When were you maybe looking to bring this on for the business? Was this something you needed as soon as possible in the next few weeks?
Well, what are you offering? I mean, say I wanted to borrow ten grand. What would you guys do? You go do the same routine. You get the bank statements, the credit card statements, and you just take the money every day out of my account. Basically,
as far as
you do.
As far as the approval, yeah, it's just a one-page app. It's 6 months of your most recent bank statements, 4 months of your merchant statements if you do take credit cards there, and then it's just your most recent tax return. Once that's over, we can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours for what programs and which rates you would qualify for. Are you familiar with working capital, though? Have you taken a working capital loan in the past?
Pretty much. I think I did 3 or more, or 4. They all paid off. I got one that's got a couple of grand out of which if I get the money, I'll just pay them off, too.
I see.
I got one with CAM Capital. I think like 2 grand left on that.
CAM Capital, about 2 grand left on it. Okay.
Yeah, that started out with, I think, it comes up to 16,000. That's paid.
16,000 was the original amount?
Yeah, the one before that, like, I did 13. Well, usually about 13. Well, you add their $3,000, I think, up front, whatever it is, their percentage.
Okay.
So how do you guys work? You guys work as a loan? You do the same thing? You take your percentage out, or how does that work?
So, how we're usually able to do it is it's based off your top line revenue is kind of what we're able to base it off of. Do you guys know what you guys did in sales there last year? I can kind of give you a ballpark of what we could free up for you.
Last year it was about 220,000. We do about 20,000 a week. I mean a month,
A
sorry.
month?
And
Okay.
yeah, it's usually mainly credit cards. As I'm, everybody uses credit cards around here. It's like 18, 19, 20. I had a couple of good months last month. I did like 27,000 on
Okay,
credit cards.
okay. Yeah, so if the bank statements and the credit card statements are looking healthy, positive balances beginning and ending, that's going to help you out tremendously. Based off the gross annual sales, we're probably able to free up anywhere, I would say anywhere from 15 to maybe 25, 30,000 would be the largest approval I could get you.
I wouldn't need that much right this time. I'm just looking to get about 10 grand right now.
Okay, okay.
So I am looking into getting a bigger place, and I was just trying to establish a little more credit around.
Of
The
course.
other place I tried, I paid them back. They were, I don't know, they didn't really like the way they went through their business. So, I mean, I did $16,000-$17,000 with a couple of them, and they took their $3,600 up front, and they got paid back. And then you go back and ask them for some more, and they want you to go through the same routine again. So,
I got you. Yeah,
I'm
so if
basically I'm looking for some basically looking for establish somebody that's going to help me out in case I decide to get a bigger place. I need a couple hundred grand. I need to be able to get it.
And those situations I've been hearing a ton of recently. So with our working capital, it's unsecured. There's nothing you have to put up. There's no down payment or anything like that. Terms are typically anywhere for first timers, anywhere from 6 to 18 to 24 months. It's in that range of the term length. Was that something that you were going to be able to work
Yeah,
with there?
exactly.
Did
Yeah,
you have
you guys need. Yeah, just take around your second time every day. Right now, it's 5 days a week, so open. I take out five payments, five every day, 5 days,
Okay.
a month. I think right now it turns out right now they got paid back like 11% a month. So yeah.
Okay. On the Camp Capital loan you had there, did they have you set up on daily, weekly, or monthly payments?
It's a daily
It's a daily.
payment. They take it right out of my checking account 5 days a
Okay.
week, and they're happy and I'm happy.
Okay. Yeah, we have daily, weekly, and monthly payment structures here. So depending on
The daily. I like the dailies better.
you do like the dailies. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what I like to do is at least shoot for the largest amount possible on the approval and the longest term possible, and then we can always work back from there. So say you get approved for 20, you don't have to take the 20, you can just take the 10,000 and we'll restructure it. But it's just kind of
Right,
good to
yeah.
see what you can get approved for. And then, like I said, if you're looking to grow this business and possible expansions, we have refinancing options halfway through our terms where you can refi it and get more capital at a longer term and a lower rate. So if you want to get your foot in the door, build that relationship, prove you can make those payments, it really only gets better from there.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I've been here 6 years. Obviously, that's proof enough, but still, especially for a restaurant.
Yeah, no, that's extremely impressive for a restaurant. And if you're able to do around 20K a month, that's actually quite impressive in that industry. The only other thing that we really look at is going to be the credit. What would be your credit? How would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's probably somewhere in the middle, somewhere.
Would you say like
You're
around like
talking about personal. You're talking about the personal credit, not the business.
personal,
Business is
yeah.
probably, yeah. The business is probably excellent.
Okay, personally, maybe like in the 600s, mid high
Yeah, it's
600s,
probably
or
600. Yeah.
okay. The good part about the working cap, is the majority of the weight's on the gross annual sales. We really only look at credit, just to make sure you're either not in the 400s or you don't have a tax lien against you or something like that. So as long as those two aren't in an issue, I don't
Oh, I have
see.
one. I have one informed. Do you want me to fill this out and fax it to you?
Yeah, so what I can actually do here is, do you have a good email here? I could shoot you the list of what we would need, and then you can either fax it or email it back, whatever works best for you.
Well, I have one of your business loan applications here. It's Commercial Finance Division, fax to fund. That's yours, right? So nobody else.
Yeah, the problem is for the filing purposes, the application I would send to you through email, it's actually more beneficial because it has all the information that I would need, so I don't have to keep calling you.
I'll give you an email. You can do that. And I know what you need. You need my 6 month statements. You need my credit card statements. I got all that together for you.
Perfect.
I can fax that out to you, and then you can take a look and you tell me.
Sounds good, Nick. Sounds good. Yeah, what's a good email there for you, and I can shoot this over?
It's Nick.
Okay.
_ AJR.
AJR@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com.
So I got Nick _AJR@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll put together some information here for you. It's just going to put together the short list of what we would need. Like I said before, it's just the one-page app, tax return, 6 months of bank statements, and then the merchants.
Last year's tax return, right?
Did you file 2015? Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of companies have been getting extensions on them just because of their situations. But yeah, if you can shoot that over, as well as the CAM Capital loan that you have, if you have like some sort of like account summary of just whatever the remaining balance is, we could also take that into account. Maybe look at a refi on it, or it might actually increase
pay
what capital.
Off. Yeah, well, that was going to do that anyways. Yeah, I like to pay them off.
Perfect. Yeah, we can look at a refi option on that as well. It might free up a little additional capital there for you as well. But I'll shoot this over to you. When do you think you might be able to get this paperwork back to me?
Tuesday. Maybe in a couple of days. I do it in between work. I'm the only chef I have here because I got to touch the food. I got a couple of preps, but they're not.
Gotcha. The utility man over there.
In a couple of days, and I'll try to get everything to you. Fax that over to me, and we'll see what happens.
Perfect. I'll shoot that over to you right now.
I get your name and extension and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
You'll put that on my email and you send it to me?
Yeah, I'll have all that in there in the email. If you want to write it down as well, you can do that.
No, if it's in the email, that's fine. I get that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over. I'll just give you a call tomorrow just to make sure you received it and if you had any questions. Otherwise, as soon as you get all that paperwork over to me, we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
All right, Nick. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.